I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Eric Smith, Director of Broadcast and Audiovisual Services at Northern Michigan University, about some changes coming up with WNMU-TV and where to find them on the air.
July 1st, 11 a.m., we're going to be changing our frequency, and that is going to require action on the part of some viewers for Channel 13. People who receive us with an antenna will need to rescan their TV, and then they'll be able to continue to receive our signal.
And it's going to be moving to a different channel, in effect.
Correct. But the TV will still see it as Channel 13. So nothing will change. Everything will look the same. It's just that internally, your TV set needs to find us at our new home.
So that means do a scan and it should pop up and then it'll register as such. But if you're using over the air, which many people in the Upper Peninsula do, that's going to have to make these changes or suddenly it's going to be away.
It is. You know, over the air broadcasting has had a resurgence with all the new channels that broadcasters have. You can now get a lot more programming using that same channel.
Right. You have like a 13, but then you have a 13.1 and a 2, and then you have some other programming on those.
That's right. Most TV stations now have more than one program stream, and it's a good thing because it gives viewers more choice, and it certainly, in this COVID-19 environment, has given people some learn-at-home options, lots of different services.
Now. You did that with TV 13, with WNMU-TV. You did put some programming up with that idea.
Yeah, we had the World Channel on in the afternoons. Teachers and students were using it to get supplemental enrichment material. It was fantastic, and it just, I think, proves the value that broadcasters have here in our world.
And this applies to over-the-air viewers, those
over
that have
the air
an aerial.
Only. If you have a cable service or a satellite TV, no change is required.
So without getting hyper-technical, why is this change happening?
Well, it all zeroes right in on what we call radio frequency spectrum. Those are the airwaves that cell phone companies and broadcasters, radio and TV use.
This is the over-the-air that we talk about when we say we're on the air. This is, quote-unquote, the air.
That is exactly right. And that spectrum is finite. You can't make more of it. So what we have to make sure of, or the FCC does, is that we're using it efficiently. And it turns out that digital broadcasting is much more efficient. And so the FCC said, we need to take some of the spectrum that broadcasters have and reallocate it for cell phone companies so that they can do more things with their cell phones. Broadcasters are now in a much more confined space spectrum-wise, and that's what's causing this move for Channel 13.
In the studio with me is Eric Smith, Director of Broadcast and AV Services at Northern Michigan University. We're talking about TV 13, WNMU-TV. Eric is having a frequency change. What do people need to do?
Simply go and rescan your television set. It takes just a matter of minutes for the rescan to happen. It'll do it automatically once you initiate that command, and then you'll be able to receive all the channels that are available in your area.
Pretty easy process. It'll get taken care of, but if people have questions, I know you're available at the television station to
sure.
answer them.
They can call us. We have a toll-free number. Just give us a call, and we'll, in some cases, be able to walk you through it. The best way to figure out how to rescan is just simply go to your owner's manual. All the information you need is right there. It's in big print, and you'll have no problems with the rescan.
That's Eric Smith, Director of Broadcast and Audiovisual Services at Northern Michigan University. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.